My shower curtain behaves in a funny way. In fact, it molested me today. I took my clothes off and I stood under the tap. It lunged at my lap. No matter how I struggled to get free, it kept its romantic grip on me. And even though it's very cold and wet, it's the only hug I get. I get, why can't it work just like this with girls? My shower curtain's not a girl, but sometimes I wish that it was a girl. Fucking hell, fucking hell. Shower curtain thinks it's a person. My shower curtain is my new
Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid from Toon Kid Talks, finally putting out a podcast. I will probably have to edit this as to I don't know how the sound quality is going to be and all that shit. But if you do hear a voice in the background, which you probably will soon enough, that it is not me with somebody in the car, because that would be ridiculously stupid, but it is my GPS guidance system telling me to turn because I get lost as fuck when driving by myself, and MapQuest doesn't help. So yeah, what's up with me? It's been a while. A lot of stuff has happened. Stuff that I've wanted to say, I forgot, because I do that. But I'll give you a brief update of where I am right now in my life, before I start ranting a little bit. God damn, these puffs are going to annoy the shit out of me. Because I don't have a little puffball on my new mic. But, starting off. Right now, I am being fucked at work because I've had to cut down my hours because I'm doing a show, which I'll get to that in a sec. And so, now I work only 12 fucking hours a week. 12 hours. I work 2 days. 2 days! Which sucks dick. Like, it sucks. Horribly. I need to keep up my hours so I can have insurance, and with this, I'm not going to have many hours so I could lose insurance, which would not be fun, because I'm not going to school this semester. Long story, basically, I'm lazy, and that's why I'm not going to school. Which is retarded, yes, but it happens. So, that's what's going on. Yes, my show. I am doing my first professional show of Fiddler on the Roof, which will be awesome. I'm getting paid. I can't wait. Yeah. So I'm going to have to learn how to be a Jew, which should be fun. bit of latent sarcasm. Yeah. Fiddler on the Roof, good show. It's going to be a lot of work, which is going to be nice for me, because I don't know. I felt like my life was getting mundane, and now it's not, so that's gonna be awesome. Ranting. Yes. I have a Wii, which is awesome. Because you can do all the cool, neat stuff. But what I don't like about it is you can't play against other people online. like you could with the DS. Which really sucks. Like, really hardcore. Because, like, I want to play with Twinkie and Simon and my family, because my family, there's three Wiis in my family, and they're all in different places. One's my sister's in the city, one's my cousin down in Texas, and my friend in North Carolina. So I want to play people all over the country, but I can't because Nintendo's not doing so hot on the online thing, which I don't understand why it's being so hard to hook up online, because they have the stupid channel, or Everybody Votes channel. They have the Miis, which is easy too, which is fun, because I created some really crazy looking Miis. Like, my friend from work, me and him, took us like a month and a half to hook up our Wiis together, because we were just kept missing each other and whatever. And I finally hooked it up. One day I had created a Mii that looked just like our boss, which our boss is nuts and kind of paranoidly smiley, which is kind of creepy. But what happened was I created it, and then I wanted to send it to him because I thought he would get a good laugh out of it. Is this my exit? I don't know. Hold on a second. 42, no, it's not. Okay. Yeah, basically, I just wanted him to laugh, and it, I don't know. Because when you put the numbers in your DS, and they put their numbers, within, like, a few seconds, you're all hooked up and everything's good. But, with the Wii, we put our numbers in, we kept trying to send Miis to each other, and it kept not working. It took 20 minutes before Nintendo could hook it up together. Which I'm beginning to not understand why that is the way it is. Because, well, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But, yeah. I want to play online. I want to play, like, Excite Truck. And when the Super Mario Brothers game came out, they better have it where you can play online, because then, if they don't, that'll be stupid. Stupid. But, yeah, I've actually, Wii Sports is a lot of fun. I can't wait to get Wii Play, because that'll be even awesomer. And apparently, from what I hear from reading online stuff, is that they're making a leg attachment for the kickboxing game that's coming out, which will be awesome. Hey, retard, move over. Yeah. I feel like I'm sounding so incoherent. But I guess I'm kind of still waking up, although it's 6 o'clock at night. I don't know why. But, yeah. Sorry, distracted. Kickboxing would be awesome on the Wii, but kind of weird. I've actually seen several of my friends are like, I've been playing Wii Sports, like, hardcore, like, they want to be pro on everything. And what pro means is basically you have to be, you have to make 1,000 points on everything, which means you have to be really good on, say, bowling, golf, boxing, and other stuff. Whatever that last thing is. Baseball. And tennis. And so they wanted to be pro on everything, and, like, keep pro for at least a month before they stop. And since they've been playing hardcore, each of them has lost at least 5 pounds in the last month because of golf, tennis, baseball, stuff like that, which is really awesome. And boxing. Boxing's the one that, oh my god. I played boxing 3 times since I got the Wii. It is so exhausting. Funny story. My stepsister had some of her friends over. I'm like, oh, try out the Wii. And they had never tried it before. And so they tried it. Like, oh, this is fun. They played tennis, they played baseball, whatever. And then they played boxing. Now, picture two girls about the age of 17 one has probably never touched a video game system in her life. The other one is an occasional, like, once a month, twice a month gamer. And they're playing boxing, and they are literally pushing each other out of the way so they can't reach the sensor to box anymore. It was so funny to watch. And they were yelling at each other, practically beating each other beating each other up off-screen as much as on-screen, which was really funny to watch. I could have had a video and put it up on this, because then that would have been hysterical. I always feel like I have nothing to say, and then I feel like I've said this before. I just kind of rant and ramble, and it comes out decent enough for me. I thought of doing show notes, but I never do it, and then I just put it out, and yeah. What next? Oh, I've been playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is a fun game, but I didn't like the way the controls were set with, you had to move it and whatever. Like, it's cool to utilize the Wii control, but it kind of sucks when you're, because you don't, okay, the way Ultimate Alliance is, it's basically like a normal game, and you don't need to use the sensor at all. So you can lay down, on your bed or whatever, on your bed or on your couch and whatever, and you don't have to position yourself to be in front of the sensor. So you start playing, all of a sudden, you have to start moving the controller, and you're so relaxed, you're in no position to do that. And then you're like, oh shit, and then you have to sit up and do that, and then whatever, and it, I don't know. It's interesting, but sometimes the moves you have to do, like, at one point you're fighting Galactus, which is this big, huge planet eater guy and whatever, scary stuff. It's really hot in here. What happens is you have a team of four, and so you have to break these things so his force field can go down, or whatever. You break them, and then you become Silver Surfer, and you're trying to distract Galactus so that he can shoot something to blow himself up. Like, you have to do it, like, four times. And it took me three times to figure out that I had to start moving the Wii controller, because it didn't tell me the first couple times, I don't think. Or I didn't notice. And then when you do it, it's like up, down, left, right, when he's just basically flying around Galactus and hitting him in the back of the neck. Which, it's easy to do, but I don't understand why you have to do the up, down, left, right thing. Unless they were just like, we haven't used this in a while, let's do it again. Seems like, well, every boss mode is when you have to do that. They have some awesome people, and some awesome people that have some awesome powers in this game. Silver Surfer, number one superhero. Amazingly strong, and can kick everybody's tuchus. This is my team. Silver Surfer, who else? Thor, which is just awesome. Who else do I have? Human Torch, and I had one other guy, who could fly? Oh, War Machine, which is Iron Man just in a different costume, according to them, which really makes no sense, because it's not the same character. War Machine was just a... Was it just me, or was War Machine just a ghetto Iron Man? Like, he got all the used parts and whatever, and his biggest thing was that he could, he just had tons of guns that he could throw at everybody, which was awesome. And the War Machine comic was really, really cool. I don't know. The New York Comic Con was, this weekend, and I wanted to go, but, didn't really feel like going by myself, because I feel that would be awkward, just me walking around by myself at a convention. Which, thank you, Cecilia. That was my computer. I don't know. I just felt like I'd look like a little prick walking around a convention by myself with a ton of other people there. Maybe other people would do it. It's just not my thing. Get off my ass. 13.1 miles. That exit 45. Take me up, right? Thank you. I don't know. Like, what was I saying? Yeah, I don't know. It just would feel awkward. I wanted to go with somebody, but nobody could go or wanted to go. I'm like, it sucks. I'll hit it next year. Ooh. I know not a lot of you people like a lot of this type of music, but did you hear that Ozfest was going to be free this year? That's awesome! Oh my god, I can't wait. I mean, I went free last year because my friend knew somebody who worked at Ticketmaster and could get free tickets, so he got me a ticket, and it was awesome, and I went for free, which tickets were like $100. Like, holy shit. But, excuse me. I don't know, I can't wait. I cannot wait. Which means it's probably going to be like a huge ass down the fucking, like, street and around the corner line a week ahead of time to get tickets. But still, it's going to be free. And that's awesome. And I cannot wait for that. If you've never been to a huge concert like that, where it's like an all-day affair, you have to go to something. Something, because it's just amazing. Phenomenal. Amazing. wow, blast from the past. I don't know. Just, I feel like I have nothing to talk about. Yeah. If anybody's been keeping up on the Wii, PS3, and 360 stuff, basically, PS3 has lost, like, ridiculous. Oh, speaking of that, sorry. Did you hear about the head of Sony was like, I will give you, like, $1,000 or something. Some small, big amount of money. If you can find a PS3 on the shelves. And so some guys from this gamer blog I read, I don't know which one, they went around just in a small little area. Went to Best Buy and found 12. They went to Walmart and found like 6. They went like everywhere and they find PS3s on the shelves. And I'm like, cool, cash it. But they didn't, which was gay. But Wii's are really hard to find apparently. And which is kind of good, because that means people are buying them, but kind of bad for the people who want to buy them. Yeah. I stayed up all night to get a Wii. I sat in front of Circuit City from 1 in the morning. I was the second person in line to get a Wii. I slept in my car for a few hours, because it was cold. It was like 20 degrees outside, and I was cold. But I wanted to get a Wii so bad, and I did. But, it was actually pretty fun to hang out with some of those people. Hanging out, talking, random stuff. And basically everybody agreed, we're all nuts for staying here all night to get one of these things. Because the doors didn't open until like 10 o'clock. So we had to sit there for hours and hours trying to get stuff. Oh, what was really funny. Two things happened for me. I called my dad and was like, yo, you want to stop by and say hello and give me some, I don't know, company? He's like, okay. And he picked me up, got me some coffee, which was cool. And so, he came and hung out. He came around like 7:30, hung out with me. We played some DS against each other, which was really cool. And so, we were playing DS, whatever. And then about like 9 o'clock, the guys from Circuit City came outside and said, okay, everybody stand in a single file line. We're going to give you all tickets because we only have 45. And the line was all the way down from the front of the building to the back of the building, which was insane. And there was probably maybe 100 people there waiting to get a Wii. And so they came, handed out tickets. My dad stood in front of me, so we got 2 to sell this one guy I knew who gave me an extra like $50 to buy him a Wii. Awesome. He paid me cash before I was even bought it, which was cool. But, yeah. So, my dad didn't have to wait in front of line. He just kind of cut, which was awesome. And nobody really cared. Except for the people in the back. Which was like, hey, people have been cutting all day. They're like, we didn't know about it. We can't do anything about it. It was up to you to govern yourselves. So we're all like, ha ha. But, so once that happened, once you had a ticket, all you had to do was wait an hour, and you could get your system. And so, a lot of people left. Like, 90% of the line left. So it looked like there was, like, 10-15 people waiting in front of Circuit City at, like, 9 o'clock. So as soon as 9 o'clock hit, people kept coming and coming to get Wii's, which is retarded, but I guess they didn't know. And so they kept coming and asking, like, is this a line for Wii's? And they stand in line. We're like, dude, they already handed out tickets. If you don't have a ticket, you can't get one. And I don't know. I don't know why people were like that. But one kid was like, they just wanted to get an extra controller. And they had four tickets. And they sold each of their tickets for $50. So they each got it. Together, they got almost enough to buy a Wii by themselves without having to do anything. They just, like, yeah, here. $50, we'll give you one. Okay. Which was a great idea. And so, well, one girl who wanted to get the controller was scared she wouldn't be able to get in. So, this one guy felt sad for them, and was like, hey, here, I'll act like you're my daughter, and you can come in and grab one. She's like, awesome. So they did. That was pretty cool. But, I don't know. It's a lot of fun stuff. Okay, me and my family went down to Philly this weekend, and we were bored. We're like, what do we do? What's there to do in Philly? Trying to find out stuff. Like, you know what? Let's go to Dave & Buster's. So we walked a long way, and then we're like, where is it? Where is it? And eventually, we finally found out where it was, and it was about a mile and a half away from where we were, or more, like 2 miles. Like, you know what? We're getting a cab. So we just grabbed a cab, drove up, and went to Dave & Buster's. I don't know. But, we went to Dave & Buster's. If you haven't been, it's this huge, like, fancy arcade thing. Awesome. Fun games, fun stuff. And there's this one huge thing called Super Quiz or something like that. And you get tickets and whatever. And me, my dad, and my sister are big nerds. And we just learn stuff. And vicariously, by hanging around each other, we all learn stuff from each other. So when we went there, it has 8 spots. We took up 3 of them. And we sat there for a good hour. And you answer like 5 questions. It's whoever gets the most right in the fastest amount of time. And we sat there for a good hour. And we basically ran the board. One of us won. It was 1, 2, and 3. You get a lot of tickets. And then just for playing, you get a ticket. And all of us basically were 1 and 2 every time. A lot of times we were 1, 2, and 3. Only time we didn't win was this other guy who got all the questions right. We were just faster every time. And that was the only time we didn't win, like, the 300 tickets or whatever. We left that place with over 3,000 tickets. Like, that's awesome. We had this huge pile of tickets next to all of us because we just ruled. My sister is fast. She would answer, because it times it from, I don't know, from when the entire question lays out, and your total time is what you're trying to get, like, lowered down. She would answer 5 questions in under a second and a half. Like, what? I wouldn't even get to finish reading the question before she would answer. That's amazing. I don't know. Geeked out on my part. But, since I got annoyed that the DS couldn't play Game Boy games, I went out and got myself a Game Boy. Not Game Boy Pocket, not Game Boy Color, a Game Boy Original. Like, the big, honkin', fucking gray-ass thing. And I am so excited. So now I have 2 2-pound things, a Game Boy and a Game Gear, to play my games on. That's so much fun. I feel very retro. I don't know. It's cool. I'm playing Pokemon. I was playing Pokemon Yellow, which was cool, but I was trying to beat, I don't know. This is gonna be me sounding really, I don't know, gay, I guess, for talking about Pokemon. But hey, whatever, I still play it. It's fun. I was trying to beat the Elite Four, which is like the 4 hardest duelists to beat. Or not duelists. Trainers. And so I was trying to beat them, and I kept losing. I'm like, I have all my strongest Pokemon. What's wrong? And then I realized that I go into the computer that they have in the game, and I look at which ones I used last time I won, and I realized that basically, the last time I won, I used Pokemon that I traded out, probably for another game, to beat on that game. So I'm like, oh, fuck, now I can't win. So now I have to train. And I'm like, I'm too lazy. And so I was like, eh, fuck it. I'll do whatever. I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting to have, but what I really actually bought it for was, if you look online and search for iBoy, you see somebody who takes a, video iPod and puts it into their Game Boy. I'm like, oh my god, that is awesome. So I, yeah, I'm just waiting until the day I'm gonna have a video iPod and hack it out. Because basically, like, it hooks it up, so the buttons on the Game Boy and the speaker are used on the iPod. Like, you use the buttons, instead of, like, scrolling around, you use the buttons. And you can listen to the music through the Game Boy speaker, which is cool. Or you can use the headphone jack. Only thing I don't like about how they did it is you can't plug it in to charge it or sync it up. You have to actually retake it out every time you want to do that. So you better have a new iPod when you start it, because once your iPod starts getting older and older, the battery dies quicker. So you could leave it in there for an hour and then take it out to charge it. I'm like, that's not cool, so I'm not going to do that right now. But how cool would it be to watch movies and stuff on your Game Boy? Technically. I don't know. Pretty awesome. Wow, I've been talking for a long time. Oh, speaking of which, in about a day or two since I finally re-got Audacity, I'm gonna put up another show with me and my first official guest that no one's ever heard of or heard from. My best friend Danny. And it's just us talking for like an hour and a half. So I'm gonna split it up into two shows. Or not. I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. But, yeah. So I have another honestly, I've recorded several shows. But, for some reason, they just don't ever work right, or I lose them. I don't know why, but I do. Oh, speaking of crappy computers, does anybody have Vista? Like, honestly, does anybody want Vista? Have you read about what Vista sucks at? Everything. Everything it sucks at. I don't know, it's just pointless, it's massive, and there's a lot of stupid legal stuff about it. Like, A, when you have Vista on your computer, in the license agreement, it gives Microsoft the right to search your computer whenever they want, and find what they deem illegal programs, and go in and delete them. Whenever they want. They don't have to tell you, they don't have to warn you, they can do it whenever they want. And it's kind of like, what? You know, that's what a virus does too, right? So basically, Microsoft, you're a virus. Wow, that sucks. I don't know, it's just stupid. What if you have a program that is legal, and they deem it illegal, and they delete it, and you're like, why can't I find that program? I don't know. Stupid stuff. And What else? Oh, yeah. If you upgrade from XP to Vista, you can't go back to XP. Like, it's in the agreement, and it's also the way Vista sets up when you upgrade, it basically takes out vital parts of XP, so you can't go back. What? Like, what? Why can't you go back? That's stupid. Like, I don't know. They've never done that with anything else. Microsoft is pissing me off with this. So I'm just going to keep my nice little XP computer and keep that as long as I can. And hopefully, until the next thing comes out, which will hopefully be better. Or, if I have to, I will buy a Mac, because I'm not going to deal with stupid Microsoft, and I don't want to try and install Linux, because I'm retarded when it comes to to sophisticated stuff like that. So yeah, I'm gonna have to buy a Mac eventually. Don't want to, because I hate it. Almost everybody I know hates it. And the people that like it are retarded. And I don't know. Like, Jackie, from Twinkie Beyond. Every couple of weeks, you hear him say, I hate my fucking Mac. Well, why'd you get one? You didn't like him beforehand. Why did you think buying one would make you like him even better? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me at all, but whatever, that's his choice. I don't know. Maybe I'll just steal my stepsister's Mac when she gets a new one, because she has a G4 or whatever, before they put the Intel chips in them, which makes more sense. But, what's funny with all that is that, Mac actually had better processors before the Intel dual-core shit. But because everybody wanted the dual-core, they put it in. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me why they did it. Except for money-wise, people wanted, because I thought dual-core was better than a lot of other stuff that Mac had. But at times, if you look in research, that you see that Mac had some 8-core processors, which were running faster than this Intel chip they have now. Which, wouldn't that be better? But no, people have to go with the brand name, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's stupid. It's all stupid. I don't know. I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I'm gonna pause this and get back to you in a little bit. So, and we're back. So yeah, I am gonna have to edit this at least for a couple minutes. Should give me time, because I'm an hour early, which is awesome. But, mainly because I thought I was gonna hit traffic, and I didn't, because it's bad weather out there. So, I don't know why it's simple, easy, but, yeah, where the... There we go. Shopper Center, yay! Has anybody ever seen the worst drivers in the world? Have you seen those? You see occasionally when you're not in my area, those people who, when they're coming out of a parking lot, they kind of come forward, so you kind of have to dodge around them. Those kind of people, or the people who just when there's parking on the side of the street, like, where you have to parallel park and whatever, that if there's no spots, they'll just stop and hit their hazard lights, and which is stupid, but even stupider if it's only one lane. And in my town, they're everywhere. They're everybody, and they suck. I hate them all. I wish they would all get in a horrible wrecks that they ruin their fucking BMW, Mercedes-Benz stuff so that, I don't know, they have to buy a cheaper car or waste their rich-ass money on a new one. I don't know, it's just people like that make me want to ram them, but I'm not going to because then I wouldn't have a car and that would suck. I don't know. I think I'm out of stuff to talk about for now. If I think of something, on my way back, I'll record again. But this should be out by Tuesday morning sometime, so all you can listen. And, well, yeah. If I don't see you again, peace out.
Met in Killarney on a Contiki tour for under 30s. Looking for love, we decided to meet up later that night and go for a drink in the pub. You sat at the bar and as I walked in, you met my gaze with a wink. I smiled as I sat down and touched your hand and offered to buy you a drink.
And
had a beer and I had a beer and we sat talking, sipping our ale. Then we had another and after two more you told me your name was Gail. Then you had a vodka and I had a whiskey, you had a tequila and so did I. Then I had a vodka and you had a whiskey and you told me you were a guy.
She was an old guy.
At first I was angry and then I was sad, so I had a drink to forget. And after that one, you bought me another and kissed me and called me Annette. Six rum and cokes later, we're still sitting there as we ordered another two drinks. You said make them both doubles to drown all our troubles in your Danny's before I could blink.
Before he could blink.
Had a gin and a bourbon, a vodka, an orange, a brandy, a cherry liqueur. A scotch and a Bailey's and then something blue, but what, I'm still not quite sure. At 3 a.m, they called for last drink, so we ordered another 8 beers. And 10 minutes later, we'd finished off those, and you put your tongue in my ear. They threw us out at 4 o'clock, and we stood for a while on the street. I threw up on the pavement, lay down in the gutter, and that's where I went to sleep.
He went to sleep.
Woke up the next day with mud in my hair and a dog had pissed in my ear. But I opened my eyes and you were still there. And you offered to buy me a beer.
Okay, please tell me we've got that.